What's going on, St. Louis and beyond, of course. Welcome to another video here on the Bernie Miklas channel on YouTube, the Bernie Show, we call it. And a little change up today. The Cardinals are losing to Milwaukee as I record this on Monday, Labor Day. Happy Labor Day to you. I'll get back on them tomorrow. I just wanted to change a pace. You know, the NFL season starts on Thursday night. Really great game at Kansas City. Beat Baltimore at Kansas City. So the Chiefs and the Ravens, really good stuff. Rematch of the AFC Championship game last year. So I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing in the NFL this year. I can't just like put a number of videos I'm going to do on it, but I will be doing it. And I pay special attention to the Chiefs because all of my studies show about TV ratings, radio ratings, things like that. You know, the Chiefs are actually pretty popular in St. Louis, more than maybe some people would want to admit. And I understand there's still a lot of resentment in the NFL. I get it. I feel it. I just like to watch the games. My philosophy on this has always been I grew up watching football. I've always loved watching football. I always will watch football, college and NFL. I love baseball. I love hockey. I love all of it. But I'm just saying, I'm able to kind of compartmentalize this stuff. Like, in other words, I can't stand the NFL as an institution, right? I can't stand the way our town was treated in the relocation guidelines and all that mess. That was all rigged. The fix was in, whatever. But here's what it comes down to. Something that I enjoy is watching NFL football on Sunday. And I've got the Sunday ticket. I record every game automatically. There's no limit. In the library, it's pretty amazing. So I disapprove mightily about what the NFL did to St. Louis. But so what am I going to do? They're going to let them impact me again? You say, what are you talking about? Oh, so a game that I grew up loving and a game that some of my finest memories going with my father, grandfather, and about 16 uncles and cousins to the old Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, and watching John Unitas and all of them, and then later Burt Jones. I mean, some of the best days of my life, and that's always been part of who I am. So because I'm mad at the NFL, I'm going to let the NFL take something else away from me because I'm going to be so mad I don't want to watch games. Well, I want to watch games. So why would I deny myself of something that's been pleasurable for many, many, many decades, right? So I watch the games. If you don't like the games, every person to himself or herself. And if you don't like the Chiefs, I get that too. I'll do what I'm going to do. And in terms of just, we'll see where the interest is. I don't expect Kansas City Chiefs videos to get the audience that St. Louis Cardinals videos get. But again, every now and then, I want to jump in and talk about it. Maybe once a week as a second video or something. Anyway, I'm talking too much about all that stuff. First of all, thank you for being with us again, and thank you for your support of the Bernie Show channel here on YouTube because it's been phenomenal. And please subscribe if you're passing through. Those of you who have already subscribed, please tell all of your friends and family about it, and give us the thumbs up like too, because we're growing this thing, and I love doing it for you and just doing it. It's great. Love the comments too. Thank you. All right, the question as the NFL season is a couple days away from opening. Can the Chiefs make it three in a row? That is the number one question in the NFL going into the season. And it's a really great question. Here are the reasons why the Chiefs can win three in a row. And I did make some notes because I got to make some notes. I don't memorize this stuff, right? They can win because Patrick Mahomes is already one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the game, who has a phenomenal winning percentage in the regular season, an incredible winning percentage in the postseason. He's 28 years old. He's already won three Super Bowls and been to another. And then you add to that, and you really can't separate the two, but you've got Andy Reid, who is obviously a Hall of Fame coach. He's one of the great minds on offense in the history of this league. There's no doubt about it. Those two together are unbelievable. You talk about a great combination. So I'll get back to some other reasons why I think the Chiefs can do it. Doesn't mean they will do it, but I think they can. But I was doing some research this morning on Monday, and I'm like, where does the Mahomes-Reed combo, or the Reed-Mahomes combo, where does that rate among, you know, head coach quarterback combos in league history? Well, it depends on what we mean by league history, right? For example, there, the old timers will know this, or NFL historians will know this. There was an incredible Cleveland Browns team dynasty in the early 1950s, where you had Paul Brown, the legendary, the iconic coach who changed the league so much, and then you had Otto Graham as the quarterback, and they won, I think, 7 NFL titles, won about 86% of their regular season games, 75% of their postseason games. I mean, it's great stuff. So I don't know how far we want to go back, because I am a stickler about history, but I also know that, you know, all these eras are different. And the Vince Lombardi, Bart Starr era in Green Bay, the kind of, you know, there was kind of two parts to it, before the Super Bowl started and after the Super Bowl started. And of course, Green Bay won the first two. But looking at the numbers, here's what I got. I'm talking about combined regular season and postseason winning percentage combined, right? The best winning percentages by a head coach quarterback combination. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, 781 winning percentage, regular season and postseason. I mean, come on, get out of here, right? Next would be Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in New England, 774. So the Chiefs combination is about 7% higher in winning percentage. And then the third would be Lombardi and Starr in Green Bay. That's 770. Pretty damn good, to say the least. So we're looking at something here that really truly is one of the greatest mix of, you know, you put a coach and a quarterback together and they do incredible things. And that's why that's to be the top of the reason why I would say the Chiefs can do this. Because they've shown us they can do it. They're going for their third straight. They won their Super Bowl last year, their second straight, where, as Chiefs fans know, this wasn't even, by their standards, wasn't even a really good offense. It was fine. It was okay. Mahomes is so amazing that he can win with a lesser cast, and he did. And there were times watching those Chiefs games every week where I thought, you know what? It's just not their year. They're going to have a good season. You know, this is, they've won, you know, they already won a Super Bowl. It's tough to win back to back. And, there's nothing wrong with winning 10 games. They get beat in the playoffs. So what? And then they'll retool. These guys played a lot of football, man. They might be tired too. You know, they put a lot of wear and tear on them. You go for 3 straight Super Bowls. But anyway, I honestly never thought that they were going to run the table in the postseason, which they did. And they did it on the road primarily after beating Miami. You go to Buffalo and you win. You go to Baltimore and beat them up. Come on. Really, really impressive. So that's because they have the track record. Man, you always bet on a horse. You know that horse can win because you've seen it win, and it wins under every circumstance. And, yeah, it's going to lose some races along the way. But when there's money on the line, the horse knows how to get to the finish line first. The Chiefs have that pedigree in a football way, and it's really, really impressive. They have an excellent defensive coordinator in Steve Spagnuolo, who I covered in St. Louis, got to know very well, good man. He is an excellent defensive coordinator, one of the best in the history of the league. And I thought last year Spag's defense was the number one reason, really, up until late in the Super Bowl, when the game was on the line and it was up to Patrick Mahomes to lead the Chiefs down the field and do it again, and he did. But up until that point, you know, I think the way the Spags defense played all year, but, you know, in the postseason, just phenomenal. So it isn't just a really good offense here. You have a really, really, really good defense. I must acknowledge something, though. I don't know about how much is it going to hurt them? And I know Chiefs fans, if you're watching this, you'll have opinions on this. But I wasn't, I went, oh, I don't know if that's a good idea. I understand why the Chiefs traded L'Jarius Sneed to Tennessee, because salary cap concerns, things like that. They had to keep some money open. I get it. But, you know, reading some of the great coverage out of Kansas City, it seems like, don't know if the Chiefs are going to be deep enough, strong enough at corner. So we'll have to see. So that might be one weakness there that jumps out at you a little bit. But the overall roster from top to bottom is improved over the team that won the Super Bowl last year. I don't think there's any doubt about it. The receiving, they've upgraded the receiver, their first round draft pick. Worthy's the fastest guy in the draft. They brought back, Juju to run those underneath routes and sort of coordination with Juju Schuster-Smith or Smith-Schuster. I don't know. I'm bad with names. But to have him like running those underneath routes, just gobbling up yards and yards after the catch, because him and Kelce working in tandem underneath, it's really good stuff. And I think their new offensive tackle that they drafted early is going to be an upgrade over what was there last year. I think the offensive line's really good. I do worry about the depth at running back. So they got the coach. They got the quarterback. They have the excellent defensive coordinator. They've got an improved roster from top to bottom. They've upgraded in two areas where, you know, they were vulnerable. They were kind of weak by their standards, wide receiver and offensive tackle. Now Mahomes has got a full contingent of receivers to work with, right? Now he's going to get better pass protection. It was pretty good, but I think it'll be even better now. And once you get this guy in the tournament, he knows how to win. He just knows how to win. Do you know that Patrick Mahomes, at this stage of his career, his first 18 postseason games, 15-3, three Super Bowls won, and a single Super Bowl loss. 15-3, 3-1 in Super Bowls. How about Tom Brady's first 18 postseason games? 14-4, and also 3-1 in terms of the Super Bowl. So Mahomes, at this stage of his career, actually has a better postseason record than Tom Brady did, again, through the first 18 postseason games. That's pretty crazy if you think about it. And I know Brady won, what, 7 overall? But Mahomes has already got 3, and he's 28, and he's going to play for a long, 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 long time. Tom Brady didn't win his final 2 until he was in his 40s. So, listen, I think we'll have plenty to talk about that for years and years and years, right? So I think with Mahomes and Reed, anything is possible. I never would write these guys off or just say, well, you can't win 3 in a row. But here's the deal. What are the reasons why they can't win the Super Bowl? Well, we start with that. No one's ever won 3 in a row. And I do pay attention to history. Not that history is infallible, but history often wins when it comes to extraordinary achievements like this. There, 3 teams have played in at least 3 Super Bowls. Now, you remember the Buffalo Bills with Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, Bruce Smith, all those guys. They got to 4 straight Super Bowls, and I covered every one of those, and they couldn't win. I mean, it was a sad thing in a way because they were a great, great, great team, and I think they're going to be overlooked to an extent in NFL history because they didn't win a Super Bowl. And I understand why, man. It's a Super Bowl mentality in this league, right? People want to see how many rings you have. So I don't even count the Bills in this because even though they made 4 straight Super Bowls, they never won one. But there have been 2 other teams that had a chance to win 3 in a row where, you know, they won the first 2 and then went for number 3. You go back to the early 1970s Miami Dolphins, Shula and those guys. No, they couldn't get it done. They could not get it done. They lost their chance at the 3rd Super Bowl by losing in the Super Bowl. And then you have the Patriots with Belichick and Brady, 2016, 17, 18. They got beat in the final 1. So no one's ever done this. The teams have had a shot at it. They've come up short. So history tells us it's not working in KC's favor. Other reasons, maybe the other reason, and I mentioned some of my concerns about the roster. It's not all that overwhelming, but, you know, every team's got concerns, right? But this guy, Mahomes, he has shown he can win with it, whatever you give him. He's absolutely preposterous. He's totally ridiculous. All right. The AFC is loaded, and that's another reason. History, Super Bowl history is one reason. No one's won 3 in a row. Second reason, AFC's loaded. Absolutely loaded. Last year, you had Baltimore winning 13 games. You had Miami, Cleveland, Buffalo winning 11 games. You had Pittsburgh winning 10 games with no offense, not really. Jacksonville won 9 games with Trevor Lawrence having a bad second half. Who knows? I don't know what to make of them, but they're not like you can sleep on them. I think Houston is particularly dangerous. They won 10 games and a postseason game last year with a rookie head coach, first-year head coach, DeMeco Ryans, and a rookie quarterback who started from day one, C.J. Stroud from Ohio State, who was absolutely brilliant. this team over in Houston, the Houston Texans also have, I think, anyway, in terms of like four down linemen, not talking about you're playing some other the linemen's of defense, but you're talking about four down linemen or just four pass rushers. Just make it simple, your four pass rushers. I think their four, when healthy, is the best in the league. And I may be in the minority here, but if I had to pick a sleeper, and I don't know how much of a sleeper they are, I don't know if it's going to be this year or next year, but I think the Houston Texans are in line to get to a Super Bowl, maybe win one. Could it happen this year? If the Chiefs slip, yeah, it could happen. And then you get in the postseason, man, all kinds of craziness can happen, as we've seen time and time and time again. And I also think, listen, the Chiefs struggled last year, even in the AFC West, in terms of wasn't easy to beat the Raiders. We saw that. Wasn't as easy to beat the Broncos. We saw that. And the Chiefs and the Chargers always go trade punches and go toe-to-toe, and those are always really good games. So I think even though the Chiefs have a better roster from top to bottom, I think the Chiefs are still going to face some pretty tough, probably tougher competition in the division. Because I think, you know, Jim Harbaugh going to the Chargers makes a big difference. And we'll see. That might take him a couple, three years to get that complete smash mouth style of football, that overhaul. But they'll be really, really good. So that's it. I mean, I think it's a treacherous conference. I think there's so many dangerous teams. And I think even though the Chiefs should be better from top to bottom, the whole roster, better receivers, better pass protection, more weapons for Mahomes, I would have to say no when asked, are they going to win a third Super Bowl? They can. They probably got as good a chance as anybody. And I'm not talking about the NFC teams here, you know, where this is just about can they get through the AFC, because that's the first thing. I would say no, simply because no other team has ever won three in a row, so the odds are really stacked against them. And then the other reason that I just talked about, that their competition in the AFC is just ridiculous. It's so strong. It's so good. So deep. So we'll see what happens, but I'm looking forward to the season. I love watching NFL football, always have, since the kid, going with his dad and his grandfather and his uncles and his cousins, original Baltimore seats. Ticket holders, we had almost three full rows at the old Memorial Stadium, and every game day down there was like a family reunion. It was incredible. Big Polish family, all my Polish uncles, everybody would bring a different type of sandwich, and don't tell anybody, but you know, and I certainly didn't partake because I was a young Bernie. We'd be passing around the cold days, the brandy, the peppermint schnapps, all that. Those games were some of the best days I've ever had in terms of just happy to be alive. So I know some of you don't like the NFL. I get it. You're not going to get any pushback from me, but I'm going to watch it and I'm going to talk about it and I'm going to like it, because the players and the coaches in the NFL, they didn't move the Rams to Los Angeles, right? They're just playing ball, and I like watching ball. That'll do it for today. We'll be back certainly tomorrow. Really enjoy doing these with you, and thanks for all your support. Leave your comments. Looking forward to them, as always. Take care.